This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Crude oil bumped up a bit more than 2.5% today on news of a deal between OPEC producers and non-cartel members to cut their production. That was in Vienna over the weekend, as we were telling you about Friday. The gains may be a bit speculative, though, because the supply cuts don't take effect for another couple of weeks. And also, not included in the deal is the American oil industry. Marketplace's sustainability reporter Jed Kim has that one.
If the U.S. shale oil industry were a hibernating bear, how much poking would it take to wake it up again? American producers have shut down hundreds of wells since oil prices crashed, but Mukul Sharma, who teaches petroleum and chemical engineering at the University of Texas at Austin, says recent upticks in price have been like tantalizing whiffs of spring.
The uptick in drilling has already begun about a month or maybe 2 months ago.
There are now about 500 active oil rigs. It's a far cry from the peak of 1,600 about 2 years ago. Still, Sharma says it's a steady increase that'll likely swell if prices stay higher. And U.S. shale producers are a nimble bunch. Thousands of wells sit already drilled, ready to be completed. Yes, there'd be lag time, but not much.
So that might be 6 months, it might be 12 months, doesn't happen overnight, but certainly much more quickly than we're used to with oil production.
Jason Bordoff directs the Center on Global Energy Policy at Columbia University. Why hasn't OPEC reached out to the U.S. to agree to limits? Bordoff says we don't do that.
The U.S. is playing a role in being a somewhat of a swing supplier because U.S. shale can ramp up and down much more quickly, but that's based on individual economic decisions made by thousands of producers, not any sort of agreement that a country can make.
So instead of one hungry bear, the U.S. is thousands of... Never mind, I'm bad at metaphors. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
I am obliged by the Business Journalist Code of Conduct to mention here that there is a Federal Reserve meeting this week. I'm obliged by reality to tell you that barring a cataclysm, the Fed is going to raise rates. The meeting is tomorrow and Wednesday with a press conference by Chair Yellen Wednesday afternoon. Once again, the game, by the way, what is Janet Yellen thinking? Five words or less. Hit me on Twitter, @KaiRizdal. We'll see how you do.